We're going to be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 1, which is entitled Questions by Vidura. You should know that Srimad Bhagavatam is not chronological, but it's super logical. We know from Canto 1 that Vidura left home, came back. While he was away, he became enlightened. He became a Paramahansa Vaishnava by the association with Maitreya. And then he returned back and delivered Dhritarashtra. So that's chapter 13 of Canto 1. So many things transpire between Canto 1, chapter 13, and when this appears again, when Vidura appears again as a central figure in the chapter. And he appears again because Maharaj Parikshit specifically asks at the beginning of this chapter, he asks, when Vidura was associating with Maitreya, they must have had some very wonderful conversations because Vidura is so qualified, Maitreya is so qualified. Can you describe in detail those conversations? Like, you know, having a recorder and asking you to play back the recording. But because Vidura heard from Maitreya, in fact, Maitreya had qualification of memory, Shukadeva Goswami is explaining these things because he heard them from Vyas. In any case, and Vyas is Trikala Gya, so Vyas doesn't have to be present to also have heard that conversation. He's fully cognizant. So Sukadeva Goswami is describing what happened. The earlier parts of this chapter go into detail about it. It very much parallels Mahabharata, where Vidura gave good counsel to Dhritarashtra, who did not heed it. The Pandavas have returned from their 12 years plus 1 year incognito, and they're ready to receive the kingdom back. Krishna makes a peace offer. Duryodhan rejects it. Krishna leaves. Vidura gives counsel to Dhritarashtra and Duryodhan. Duryodhan insults Vidura. Vidura leaves, and he goes on pilgrimage. In the verse describes the several verses, five or six that describe what that pilgrimage was like, what's the intended purpose of a worldly person for performing pilgrimage, what were some of the exchanges that took place. One of them that's mentioned specifically was he went to Prabhas. What is Prabhas and where is Prabhas? What is Prabhas known for? Prabhas, Prabhas Kshetra. It's the place where the Yadu dynasty destroyed itself. It's a place of pilgrimage. Prior to that, that's one of the reasons for that the Yadu dynasty went there. They wanted to have a festival. And so they undertook a festival at a holy place. And the rest you know. So Vidura, while he was touring holy places, he visited Prabhas. He heard that it came to his knowledge that all his relatives had died due to violent passion at Prabhas. Just as an entire forest burns due to fire produced by the friction of bamboos, a whole forest can be burned to the ground by one clash of bamboos against one another. The whole Yadu dynasty similarly was removed, destroyed. And it mentions other places that he went. At each of those places he saw temples of Vishnu. And the role of these temples of Vishnu, well, they were established by a number of sages, different temples of Vishnu. Then we're going to read text 24 and 25 and probably 26. So speaking about Vidura, thereafter, he passed through the very wealthy provinces like Surat, Sauvira, and Matsya, and through western India, known as Kurujangala. At last he reached the bank of the Jamuna, where he happened to meet Uddhava, the great devotee of Krishna. What was Uddhava doing? The bank of the Jamuna. Uddhava is supposed to be a member of the Yadu dynasty. Why wasn't he killed along with everybody else? Maybe he was killed along with everybody else. No, he wasn't. He was sent by Lord Krishna to go to Badrinath. Krishna informed Uddhava, I'm going to leave very soon, and I don't want you to be without devotee association. Please go and be with the devotees of Naranarayan Rishi. There you will be safe and in good company. So he left. And then Uddhava couldn't take it. Separation from Krishna, couldn't bear it. So he went looking for Krishna. He left Badri and went looking for Krishna. Then he found Krishna in one of the forests in Vrindavan on the bank of the river Jamuna. That's where he heard Uddhava Gita. And after he heard Uddhava Gita, apparently he remained by the bank of the river Jamuna because that's where that's where Vidura met Uddhava also, on the bank of the river Jamuna, where he happened to meet Uddhava, the great devotee of Lord Krishna. So in the purport, Prabhupada writes, the tract of land comprising about 100 square miles from modern Delhi to the Mathura district in Uttar Pradesh, including a portion of Gurgaon district in Punjab, East India, is considered to be the topmost place of pilgrimage in all of India. This land is sacred because Lord Krishna traveled through it many times. From the very beginning of his appearance, he was at Mathura, in the house of his maternal uncle, Kamsa. And he was reared by his foster father, Maharaj Nanda, at Vrindavan. There are still many devotees of the Lord lingering there, that's in Vrindavan, in ecstasy in search of Krishna and his childhood associates, the gopis. It is not that such devotees meet Krishna face to face in that tract of land, but a devotee's eagerly searching after Krishna is as good as his seeing him personally. How this is so cannot be explained, but it is factually realized by those who are pure devotees of the Lord. Philosophically, one can understand that Lord Krishna and his remembrance are on the absolute plane, and that the very idea of searching for him at Vrindavan in pure God consciousness gives more pleasure to the devotee than seeing him face to face. Such devotees of the Lord see him face to face at every moment, as confirmed in the Brahma Samhita 538, Primanjana Charita Bhakti Galochanina. What's the rest? Hridayeshu Vilokayanti. Translation. Those who are in ecstasy of love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shyamasundara Krishna, see him always in their hearts due to love and devotional service rendered to the Lord. Both Vidura and Uddhava were such elevated devotees, and therefore they both came to the bank of the Yamuna and met each other. The kingdom of Surat is that possibly the today's Surat in Gujarat? Sounds like the kingdom of Matsya, Kurujangalan. This is the kingdom of Western India up to the Delhi province. So he was moving about in the western part of India. And then he reached the bank of the river Jamuna, where he happened to meet Uddhava. Well, he happened to meet means it was the Lord's plan that they meet. And what was the purpose of Uddhava going on pilgrimage? When someone goes on pilgrimage, what's the purpose to be fulfilled?
Hearing from saintly persons.
Yeah. Well, that's the function. The purpose is purification. According to what Prabhupada writes, Vidura was feeling contaminated by the association of Duryodhana and company. He was there in the palace because it was his duty to be in the palace, but he was with their very contaminated association. And so he didn't want to remain in that situation. He wanted to be with Krishna. But he didn't feel that he was qualified to be with Krishna because of that contamination. So he wanted to qualify himself to be in Krishna's association. And so he chose pilgrimage. And going to the places of pilgrimage, taking bath in the sacred rivers in the place of pilgrimage, and hearing from saintly persons to purify himself. And by the Lord's arrangement, in the course of reaching this Paramahansa state, he met Maitreya, met Maitreya. And Maitreya was already incredibly qualified. But in addition, he heard everything that Uddhava heard. So Maitreya was a very qualified person to speak. Vidura, a very qualified person to receive. It's a perfect combination. Then, text 25, due to his great love and feeling, Vidura embraced Uddhava, who was a constant companion of Lord Krishna and formerly a great student of Brihaspati's. Vidura then asked him for news of the family of Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead. And in the purport, Prabhupada remarks, this is odd, because he's already heard the family of Lord Krishna, the whole Yadu dynasty was wiped out. He was Prabhas, they had Prabhas, he heard the whole description. So why is he asking it again? And Prabhupada explains that according to Jiva Goswami, it wasn't for information's sake, because he was already informed. It was psychological, not practical. He wasn't looking for, as if he didn't know the news that they've left, because he knew that they left. Quite possibly, just by hearing it again from Maitreya, it would sink in. There's some. Perhaps we have all had this experience. Certainly in dealings with others, when someone just really doesn't want to hear something, they don't hear it. And even ourselves, we may not, it's like something that's just so unpleasant, we can't focus our mind on it. So he wants to hear it again from Maitreya. Not like the gory, bloody details of how the thing happened, but the reconfirmation, so it's like, can settle in his mind, it's true, they've gone. And it's appropriate because they're family members. This is not yet Vidura meeting Maitreya, it's Vidura meeting Uddhava. Maitreya comes next. Please tell me whether the original personalities of Godhead, that's plural, so it's Krishna and Balaram. Lord Krishna and Balaram are not two different personalities of Godhead. Godhead is one without a second. But he expands himself in many forms without their being separate from one another. They are plenary expansions. The first, who is the first expansion of Lord Krishna? First expansion. Krishna first expands as Baladev, Balaram. And Lord Brahma, born from the lotus flower of Garbhadakshay Vishnu, is an expansion of Baladev. No explanation, just a statement. In one sense, all living entities are expansions of Lord Baladev or Balaram. This indicates that Krishna and Baladev are not subject to the regulations of the universe. How did he get that? Because they exist before the universe exists. So they may enter within the universe. But they're the very source of the universe. So they're not affected by it. On the contrary, the whole universe is under their subjugation. They appeared at the request of Brahma to liberate the burden of the world, and they relieved the world by many superhuman activities, so that everyone could become happy and prosperous. Without the grace of the Lord, no one can become happy and prosperous. But because the happiness of the family of the Lord's devotees depends on the happiness of the Lord, Vidura first of all inquired about the well-being of the Lord. It's etiquette or refinement of character, and but even with refinement of character, there's intelligence behind it. There's a very good reason. The very good reason has been mentioned. He inquired first about Krishna. Because Krishna is the source and the cause of everything. When he greeted Uddhava, he embraced him first. Because Vidura, like Pandu and Dhritarashtra, they are uncles of Krishna. And so it was Uncle Akura. And when Akura was approached, or when they saw one another, Uddhava saw him, Uddhava's in age contemporary to Krishna, so it's like his father. So Uddhava, the super qualified Uddhava, paid his obeisances before Vidura. And Vidura picked him up and embraced him. Happy moment. But it's a natural observation of etiquette for persons of Vidura's stature. The unique thing is that Uddhava is being treated like a junior, although his spiritual realization is vastly superior. And his intimacy with Krishna is vastly superior. So he could have been respected by Vidura simply because of that spiritual capacity. The demigods honored Prahlad because of his spiritual capacity, not because of his age. And Prahlad was honoring the sages and the demigods because of their age and their position. So it's when devotees are honoring one another. Well, here's one way to say this. Prabhupada explained that there are a number of different, in one occasion he gave five different ways by which seniority can be considered. One is seniority by age, if somebody is elderly. So they're to be treated with regard, respect. Someone who's very spiritually advanced, like Prahlad, he was treated with regard and respect, or Shukadeva Goswami. One who is initiated prior to another. You know, the particularly generations of initiation. Someone that's in ISKCON, someone's a Prabhupada disciple, they're to be honored. Their initiation component. A brahmana is to be honored, qualified brahmana, and a sannyasi is to be honored. A head of state is to be honored. So there are lots of considerations. And one who gives honor to a head of state, just like Kardamuni gave honor to Swayambhuva Manu, it doesn't mean that Kardamuni's down here and Swayambhuva Manu is up there. He was honoring him because he's the emperor of the universe. And he's a citizen. So he's honoring the emperor. And then the emperor was honoring Kardamuni because he's a brahmana and I'm a kshatriya. So he's honoring for that reason. What is the way, the proper way to balance all those various factors? It takes an elevated soul. It's not just a matter of, you know, this takes precedence over that, and that takes precedence over the other thing. It's not a cut and dry rule of order thing. Devotees like to pay obeisances. And a qualified person like Vidura is giving his blessing to the younger Uddhava. Another point that Prabhupada is making is that when Krishna sees that observation of etiquette, Krishna becomes pleased. And what the devotees want is that Krishna becomes pleased. Because when Krishna becomes pleased, everyone becomes pleased. One wants to see everyone become pleased, not just oneself. So one wants to please Krishna and acts in a way that's pleasing to Krishna. And Krishna is pleased. Not just by the action, but the intention of trying to please him. So Krishna becomes pleased, everyone becomes satisfied. And that's how social order is maintained. In a spiritual sangha, is that the interest is to see that Krishna becomes pleased, And elders or experienced devotees, they stick to that principle. Yeah. And when Krishna becomes pleased, not only we become pleased, but everyone. We have a long ways to go before we'll be pleasing to everyone. But somebody like Uddhava and Vidura are like that. Okay, I'm really tired. So I'll end and see if you want to have any discussion. Any questions? Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada Swami ki jai.